We have all been here before.
Surely, if she was right, then I had to accept the whole pointlessness of it all. That our fate is sealed. And that's all there is to it.
A small boy, wandering in a deserted landscape beneath a cold, indifferent sky. Then falling headlong into the earth.
No!
But I had had that dream. So often. And she knew. So was that my fate?
No. I had to resist. I would struggle against the cold, indifferent sky. While I went up onto the moor to confront this thing.
Where are you?
Why are you hiding? You see? You were wrong about me. I'm not afraid. Not anymore.
Can you hear me?
Can you?
Robert, old friend.
Dickie?
Come and walk with us.
I don't see anybody. Dickie, where are you?
I'm right beside you.
What?
You see, old chap, it's just as she says.
What's happening?
As she says. Well, it's time to go.
No.
Well, it's time.
No, it's not.
Come with us.
I can't.
But you're lost, old chap. Let me show you the way.
I am not lost.
Better be careful. You're at the edge of the gorge, old boy. You see?
I won't fall.
Let it fall.
We can't. Oh, there's no hope. I want to live.
We've all been here before.
No, there's no such thing as fate. My life is in my own hands. You have to let me go.
There is but one consolation.
Exactly. Love. I love. And I'm loved in return. And that's my life. You said so. My love gives me hope. Hope is stronger than all this. Let me go. Do you hear me?
Do you hear?
Robert, is that you?
Dear,
please. Robert, over here, Mrs. Rouse.
Have you found him?
Yes, here he is. He must have slipped. Oh, Robert.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Have they gone?
Who?
Oh, my Lord, what a state he's in.
Hope and love.
Robert, it's me, Rachel.
Rachel?
Yes. You've been missing all day. Where have you been?
I've been...
I was worried.
I was... Oh, somewhere else. Oh, I don't know. Seeing... Oh, ghosts.
Well, there's strange things to be seen on Moor. There's the White Lady, the Devil's Blacksmith, the Sailor and the Gypsy.
What? A sailor and a gypsy?
So they say, sir. Crossed in love they were. Long time ago.
What nonsense.
Yes. It's nonsense.
Darling... I think you've been drinking.
Oh, I'll say as.
A glass or two, maybe.
Well, maybe you shouldn't.
No, I shouldn't. Oh, darling, forgive me.
Oh, of course.
I've been... Oh, I don't know. In another world. I'm afraid I forgot you for a short time.
Another world?
Another... Oh, it sounds odd, but a strange place. A deathly place.
It sounds thoroughly unpleasant.
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, there's only one world we can be sure about, this one. Oh, God, will you hold me, please, sweetheart?
I think maybe you should get him back to the cottage. He really should see a doctor.
No. No, I'm fine now. I'm alive.
Well, of course you are.
I'm here with you.
Oh, forever, my darling.
Yes, forever. What happened to the rain? I was soaking.
It hasn't rained today.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. Look, it's a clear blue sky.
Yes. I'm back, aren't I? Clear blue sky. Heaven.
In Agatha Christie's The Gypsy, Hilton McRae played Robert McFarlane, Vivian Harbron was Alison Howarth, and Mike Fenton-Stevens was Dickie Carpenter. Mrs. Rouse was played by Jenny Stoller, and Rachel Laws was played by Eleanor Tremaine. The Gypsy was adapted by Doug Lucy, produced by Bruce Hyman, and directed by Dirk Maggs. It was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.
We are beginning another front in our war against terrorism, so freedom can prevail over fear.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps in Afghanistan.
Reports from the Afghan capital Kabul say there have been several large explosions.
Play, darling. Go on, play. Everything will be all right.
But, Mama...
It will go away, darling. Keep playing, Mina. Play to make it go away.
But, Mama, I don't want...
Go on playing, darling. But, Mama, continue, please.
The Last Seance by Agatha Christie, in a new version by Paul Kember, with Adrian Dunbar, Dervla Kerwin, Andrew Sachs, and Rebecca Sayre.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard this Ryanair flight from Dublin to London Heathrow. We'll be getting underway shortly, so can I ask you to
put your stewardess in the upright position for takeoff?
Thank you.
Be quiet, you blockheaded idiot.
I hope this one's not going to be snoring all the way. Look at him, drunk and filthy.
Sure, he's probably been up all night.
Aye, up the stewardess.
Shut up! Will you look at the poor sot? He's probably working himself to death. Look at the rash on his hands. He's red raw all over. Oh.
Huh?
Oh, my God. That's not a rash, Patrick. That's blood. And it's dripping onto him. Look, from the overhead locker. Stewardess! Stewardess!
Run it through the X-ray machine again there, Constable.
Oh, that's not a leg. My todger's a kipper.
Severed halfway up the thigh. That's been hacked off someone's body without their permission. Right, get that suitcase up on the table. Let's open it up. Now... have you had any lunch, Liam?
No, Sergeant. Where were you thinking of going?
No, I mean, I've not long eaten. See, you open it up. Slip the catch on.
Oh, that's horrible, Grizzlies!
That murdering drunken! Haul him in here!
It's a leg of beef, I'm telling you. I packed it at the abattoir myself. Come on, get me a sharp knife, and I'll cut each of you a slice of it for your Sunday lunch, right here and now, in front of your disbelieving eyes.
Aren't you the cool customer? You frighten the wits out of all and sundry, causing distress on a grand scale. Well, you can bog off, my mate. Constable, confiscate that beef.
What?
You're in for the high jump.
The high jump without a paddle, my old mucker.
What?
Declan Flanagan. Smuggling meat is an act which cannot go unpunished. You're a man of previous good character, but the moist, sweaty fear on the brows of your fellow passengers and the terror that was driven into the very marrow of their bones cannot be ignored or forgiven. The god-awful stupidity of your mendacious actions leave me no alternative but to impose the heaviest sentence that the law will allow. You will be taken from here to a place of execution and hung by the neck until you're dead. And not only you... all your family, your aunts and uncles, nephews and nieces, and especially those as yet unborn!
What is it?
The baby. He was going to take away the baby.
The baby?
Oh.
The baby's not even born yet, Declan. Here, I brought you a cup of tea. What the hell are you going on about? And why were you in so late from the airport last night?
Oh, dear. Oh, Bridget, I had such a nightmare. It was horrible, horrible.
Yeah, well, calm down now and get this tea done.
Sure, there they were, Bridget. Six big fellas. I looked the toughest of them cold in the eye and I said to him, if that's not a leg of prime beef, Get me a sharp knife now and I'll cut me own arm off to prove it to you.
So the beef, where is it now?
Well, I donated it to them.
Oh, dear God.
Well, they were such a fine bunch of lads.
Yeah, that was for her ladyship's dinner party. You promised her the best Irish beef. How much did you pay for it?
£80, near enough. Yeah.
You're going to have to go out and buy it all again now, out of your own pocket. How much is that likely to cost?
Double that, I'm afraid.
Aye, what a big dollop. And what happens if you go to court? How much are you likely to be fined?
It could be £200 or £300.
That's great. Just when we need every penny we can get for the baby.
Ah, you love me, really. So you do. Come here and give me a squeeze. Mm. We'll get the money from somewhere.
Where, in heaven's name?
Like my old daddy always says, something is bound to turn up.
I can't be seen like this. Jeez, the state of me. You deal with it.
My name is Rasha. I've come from the agency about the cleaning job.
Come in. The agency should have rung my secretary to warn me. I was in the middle of an important meeting, but, Tina, you're here. Sit down.
What is the job exactly?
We're looking for a temporary replacement to undertake some light cleaning duties and help me around the house until my good wife has her baby. My wife and I normally work as a team. I'm the butler and she's the housekeeper. Our job is to keep all stresses and strains of daily life away from her ladyship upstairs. Are you familiar with this in your country? We call it a brush. Back home, you're probably used to using one of those twiggy things for cleaning the floor.
Mostly we use vacuum cleaners. Please don't worry. I studied engineering at university and I was a translator for the United Nations, so my English is good.
Oh. Well, do you not think you might be a little overqualified for the job as a cleaner?
I am a refugee. I need to work. I need to rebuild my life.
Well, I'm a good judge of character, and I have a good feeling about you, so the job is yours.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's no need to kiss me, but you can if you want.
Good morning. Are you Mr. Weiss?
Yes, sir. Come in.
I've come to have some shoes made.
But please, come in.
You see, because of the nature of your injury, you drag your feet. That's a giveaway. What we can do is build a shoe that enables your foot to bend here at the toe like this. Huh? See, there'll be movement, so you'll be able to use the foot more naturally. You'll be able to walk better.
Normally?
Well, more or less, over time.
And nobody will be able to tell it is an
orthopedic?
Orthopedic shoe. Yes, orthopedic shoe.
Our aim is always to try and make a shoe that...
tells a lie?
One which simply doesn't shout the truth.
So, this is a sort of magic shoe? A miracle shoe?
Oh, no. I'm no magician. I'm just someone with a little accumulated skill and experience. You are the miracle. Huh? The fact that you survived, your willpower, your strength and determination. Now, if you'd please stand and walk up and down for me. Yes, good. Thank you. Now, if you'd be kind enough to step onto this pad.
Why?
Well, so I can draw a line around your foot to get an outline of it. It's not a landmine. It won't explode, I promise.
This must be a very bad job you have, to meet every day with victims of wars and torture and hatred.
I see surprisingly few victims of hatred, I would say. No, in my experience, it's the people who love who do the damage. Can you please remove your burqa and then your shoes?
You think love kills?
Oh, love of country, of nation, of comrades, of family, of children. Yes, it's love, I fear, and the need of others to protect those they love. Yes. Love of our own can make unconscionable killers of us all. I think you're making me talk so that you don't have to remove your shoe.
I am Humpty Dumpty. I had a great fall.
I can't do my job unless I see your feet.
I am ashamed.
Oh, please, don't be. I can't promise you beautiful feet, but I can promise you beautiful shoes. After that, it's up to you.
There's nothing like a bit of the old elbow grease to get the silver shining. Look at that. You're doing very well. I can almost see my future in it, eh? Are you sure I can't tempt you with a glass? Cheer you up a bit?
I don't drink, thank you. Her ladyship doesn't mind that you smoke her husband's cigars?
As long as I'm discreet and I enjoy his late lordship's things in moderation, she turns a blind eye.
What? Why do you say that?
Turns a blind eye.
Why do you say this? Why do you say this to me?
Well, it just means she ignores it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cause offense.
Please, don't ever use these words to me again.
Sure, look, you're right. Are you sure you don't want to be just trotting off home now?
My home is 3,500 miles away. I have no wish to go back there. I have no toes.
What?
I didn't want to tell you before in case you did not give me the job, but I want to be honest with you. I don't want you to think I lied to you. I lost my toes. I have only 3 left.
Where did you lose them? Did you take them out for a walk and then forget where you left them?
They were crushed. My apartment, it was demolished by a shell.
Oh dear, you have been through it, haven't you?
And you? This is your first child.
First of a long line, I'd like to think.
You are very lucky. You must love your baby. You must protect it, always.
So I will. And you? Have you children yourself?
I had a daughter. She died.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anne. So this is why you came to England?
Yes. And why did you come? You are a refugee, too?
Well, yeah, I suppose we are, in a way. We left Ireland because of my wife. She has this gift, ability. Call it what you will.
Gift?
Yeah. It was always getting her into trouble. Some people used to call her a witch. 100 years ago, we'd have been travelling around the country roads and the fairgrounds doing shows, you know. We'd have made a good living, but, well, people don't like that kind of thing nowadays, you know. I think it's spooky.
Spooky?
Weird, strange, frightening, you know, not normal.
I don't understand. What does she do, your wife?
Come on, I'll show you.
This is a dungeon or a prison?
No, relax. This is England, not Afghanistan. This is where they used to keep the horses in the winter in the old days.
Why did you bring me down here?
This would be the perfect place.
For what?
For a seance. Her ladyship wouldn't like it, so we'd have to keep it hush-hush.
Seance?
My wife is able to call up the spirits of those departed. She can make contact with them, talk to them. She puts people in touch with their loved ones who have died.
No. This is not possible.
Oh, it's possible. I've seen her do it many times.
The dead are dead. This is not good. This is for the devil. No good will come of this.
She could summon up your daughter from the other world.
I don't believe. This is some kind of trick.
No trick. It's too serious for tricks.
She could bring back my daughter?
Not your daughter, no. The spirit of your daughter.
That is impossible.
It has to be done with extreme caution. It's a very dangerous thing to do, but it can be done. Bridget can do it.
And what would you want in return?
Well, she swore she'd never do another seance on account of it taking so much out of her. But I'll be honest with you. Things are a little tight just now. What with the baby and all? We could do with a little extra cash.
£1,000 is all I have. It is my life savings.
Really? £1,000?
I would give it all to you to be able to see my daughter again. Would she do it for me, your wife? Would she let me see my daughter? Please, ask her. I beg you.
Do you have a picture of your daughter? I'll talk to my wife, and I'll see what I can do.
No, I won't do it.
She's willing to pay.
Will you look at the lump in front of me? I'm pregnant, haven't you noticed?
It's a lot of money.
I don't care about the money.
It'd be enough to pay off the fine and buy new clothes for the baby.
You said I'd never have to do another seance after the last time.
I'm sure you don't. Just this one final time.
This is what you always say, the final time. But it's not like a tap that you can turn on and off. It's a dangerous thing.
Actually, haven't you done it dozens of times?
I've come to dread it. And there's something about her that really disturbs me. I have a bad feeling about that woman.
That's only because you think she's a thing about me, huh? So you're letting jealousy cloud your better judgment.
Declan, she frightens me. There's something missing about her. She's not a whole person. Oh, Declan, you clumsy idiot. That is even more money down the drain.
God almighty, Bridget. Why did you say that? About her not being whole?
Because I sense it.
You're uncanny. She's not whole. She's got lots of toes missing. She told me so herself.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she's best left alone.
Did you ask your wife?
What?
About the seance.
I did, yeah, but, you know, she's very tired at the moment with the baby on the way and all.
Can I talk to her?
I don't think that's a good idea, no.
Please, I beg you. I am a mother. You are going to be a mother. Just let me tell you about my daughter. Then, if you don't want to, fine. But please, let me tell you.
All right.
My daughter was 12 years old. We were at home, at our flat in Kabul, in Afghanistan. Her father had been killed in the war, so she was all I had. She had helped me to prepare kofta, which she liked very much. While we waited for it to cook, she practiced her flute. All I wanted for her was a normal life. I had dreams for her because she was too young to dream them herself. I had heard the sirens in the distance and some shelling. That was nothing new. You manage the fear. But it's always there, weakening your resolve. She was playing when the shells started to fall closer. She looked at me with those eyes children have, that look that can cause you so much pain. She looked at me as if somehow I could take the explosions away. "Play on, darling," I said. "Play on." I could see fear in her eyes, as if she knew what was about to happen. Do you think we know the moment we are about to die?
I think we sometimes do, yes.
I think she knew. "Play on, darling," I said. I thought she could play away her fear. And suddenly there was no more playing. When I opened my eyes, I couldn't move. I was trapped under fallen walls. I looked around for my daughter. I listened and I heard her crying. "Mama? Mama?" Over and over.
"Mama."
Getting closer. Closer.
"Mama."
There was shouting outside in the street and flashing lights bouncing on what was left of the ceiling. And "Mama?" I saw my daughter walking towards me slowly. Her hands out, feeling her way.
"Mama."
She kept calling. I reached out to touch her.
"Mina?"
To touch my baby.
"Mama?"
But her face was covered in blood.
"Mama!"
And her eyes were missing.
"Mina, darling."
They had gone.
"Mama, where are you?"
There was just blood all over her face.
"I'm here."
I reached out desperate to hold her, but she couldn't hear me.
"I'm here."
The blast had
"Mama!"
burst her eardrums.
"I'm here, darling."
I called again and again. "I'm here, darling. Mama's here."
"I'm here."
But she turned and began to walk away.
"Mina, darling."
Away from her mama who could have saved her. There was a hole in the floor. She fell to her death.
"You poor woman."
If I had stopped her playing, she might have lived.
I want to see her again. To tell her how sorry I am for my mistake. For her to know I didn't abandon her. Please, let me see her. Let me say sorry to her. You have that power.
I can summon up the spirit, but whether she would be able to hear you, I have no way of knowing.
Please, let me try. Please.
I don't want you to do it, Bridget. I don't think it's a good idea.
You thought it was a very good idea before.
Well, I've changed my mind. When that woman talks about her daughter, there's something fearful about the power of the emotion inside her. I'm not sure she's in control of herself.
I feel calm. I have this overwhelming sense that after this evening, everything will change. I want to get it over with. I'm tired of the burden of it. Just, I can go and get her.
I want to cancel it.
No. No, this is going to be the last seance. I can feel it. I can feel it so strongly. You'll see.
I hope you're right.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Oh. Oh, what a smile. You're very happy today.
Yes. I'm going to see someone. Someone special to me.
Oh, good. Is there perhaps a new man in your life?
Oh, no. Someone much more special. I'm going to see my daughter.
Your daughter? Forgive me, I thought your daughter was dead.
She's going to come alive again. Are my shoes ready?
For the fitting, yes. I'm sure you want them to be comfortable.
I have to have them today, finished. I am going to a seance. I am going to see my daughter. I want to walk normally for her. I need my shoes. Please.
Yes. Of course. But please, be careful that these people are not tricking you. These people take advantage, especially of someone in your situation.
I thank you.
Oh.
Thank you so much. I am no longer Humpty Dumpty.
Well, remember, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And if the king couldn't manage it, take precautions to protect yourself.
$951,000. That's grand. Now, if I come up on the lottery, I'll give you half of this back, and that's a promise. Now, do you have the picture of your daughter?
Yes.
She was beautiful. Hmm. Beautiful girl, so she was. Look, I'm going to withdraw while Declan sets up. I need to be alone with the photograph for a while. When I come back, it will be through the back door. You won't see me, but I'll be behind the curtain. Don't worry, everything's going to be just fine.
You feeling all right? Here, have a glass of water.
I'm just a little nervous. I'll be fine.
Now, just let me explain. My wife, the medium, will slip in behind this curtain and she'll go into a trance very soon. Now, if you could sit in this chair, please. I must stress, you must not touch the medium or talk to her, and under no circumstances must you touch the spirit. To do so would be extremely dangerous for the medium. It could even cause her death.
I understand.
Now, I'm just going to light a couple of candles and we'll get underway.
And where will you be?
Standing behind you.
No. This dark room, it makes me frightened. I have seen people go into places like this and not come out alive. Can you please stand behind that door?
What? You want me in the horse's pen? What for?
It is my daughter who is coming into this room. And it is a mother's duty to protect her child. I don't want any more harm to come to her.
I think you're being a bit paranoid.
Okay. If I'm not going to feel safe, we cancel the whole thing. I want my money back.
All right. Calm down. Considering everything you've been through and all, you know, it's absolutely fine. Ha! I really don't think you need to lock it, you know.
Now I feel safe.
Right. Can you turn off the lights? The medium is now taking up her position and will now be going into a deep trance. It may take some time. So please, be patient. Absolute quiet.
Don't move.
Be absolutely still. Let it swirl around and condense. It will gradually assume a shape. Look. The shape of a child.
That's my baby. That's my Mina. That's my baby.
Now, quiet. Don't frighten her away.
Her face. Her head. Those eyes. There is nothing wrong with her eyes.
That's right. Her body was damaged, but not her spirit. Oh,
can she hear me?
We don't know.
Mommy?
Mina? Darling?
Where are you?
I'm here, darling. She's looking around. She's looking for me.
Mama!
This way. This way, darling. I love you, darling.
Mama, where are you?
Don't go away. No. No, don't walk away.
Mama.
Please.
Where have you gone?
Please, darling.
Mama.
No. Sit down.
Where are you?
Mina.
Sit down. I beg. This is dangerous.
My baby needs me.
Mama, sit down.
Where are you?
Sit.
My daughter needs my arms around her.
Oh, don't touch her! You could kill the medium! You could kill my wife! Get back!
I want my child!
Man.
I must have my baby! She is mine! She needs me!
No!
I have you, darling!
Mama! Put her down!
I have you safe! I'll never let you go again!
Come back! Where are you going? You said you're gonna run! Come back! Bridget, I'm sorry. It's all gone wrong, Bridget. I'm here, can you hear me? I can't reach you, but I'm here, sweetheart. Bridget.
Where's the baby? Oh, God. Oh, where's my baby?
Agatha Christie's The Last Seance, Adrian Dunbar played Declan, Dervla Kerwin played Bridget, Andrew Sachs was Mr. Weiss, and Rebecca Sayre was Russia. Patrick was played by Rupert Degas, Colleen by Kate Hamer, The Sergeant by Paul Kemba, and Mina by Montana Thompson. The Last Seance was adapted by Paul Kemba, produced by Bruce Hyman, and directed by Dirk Maggs. It was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this programme.